Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and home shopping network, capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Law & Order television franchise has passed through numerous stages over its two decades on the air at NBC. There was innovation, as in the split show format of the original, shock, as in the horrible nature of some of the crimes depicted, expansion, as in the addition of series such as Law & Order Special Victims Unit and Law & Order Criminal Intent, ubiquity, as in, isn't there anything on besides these doggone crime shows? And finally, respect, as in Mariska Hargitay winning the 2006 Emmy Award for Best Lead Actress in a Drama Series. That's all the stuff that you and my wife see when you watch hour after hour of Law & Order. But what goes on behind the scenes? That's what I hope to discover from today's guest, Dr. Neil Baer, the executive producer of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Dr. Baer is a real medical doctor with a degree from Harvard. He interned at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles and, more germane to a discussion of TV, he was on the original writing staff of ER, eventually rising to the position of executive producer. Neil, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Excited to be on with another season?
We're grateful, yeah. Season 11, who, you know, it's hard to get through 3 weeks, you know, when you're a new show. So when you break a decade, you're really just grateful.
What is the connection that you think that the audience has made to this show to make it last so long?
Well, I certainly think it's the teaming of Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney. They're, to my knowledge, the longest-running duo team in television history for a drama. I think Ozzie and Harriet beat them for comedy. By, you know, they were on for 14 years. But when you think of great teams, you think Cagney and Lacey or Lucy and Ethel or whoever you're thinking of, Chris and Mariska, Benson and Stabler beat them all in terms of the length of time, and they've got great chemistry, and Chris represents the anger and rage we feel about the crimes, and Mariska represents the emotional element, the empathy we feel towards the victims. So together, they're quite a combination of feelings and outlets for storytelling that we can do on our show. So I think that all of those factors contribute to the success.
And you're probably right. Ozzie and Harriet probably had them beat on the comedy side.
Right.
correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm thinking that SVU had a seemingly tense hiatus, particularly if you were a member of the production team worried about whether your stars would, in fact, sign up for a few more seasons.
Right. Well, that's what the media reported, but I wasn't too tense myself.
Really?
If you catch my drift, I was,
yeah.
You know, thinking that things would work out.
Were you ever worried at all about whether the show would continue in its present format, or was there a backup plan?
Well, you know, there's always, none of us are, you know, we're all expendable, you know, so there's always a backup plan that you just would write a new show, bring on new people, but I was pretty confident that we were going to see Benson and Stabler again. I did back myself up in the last episode of the season by saying, having Chris say, what a way to end. He was referring to the case, but you could take it as the end of an era if that had to be, but fortunately it didn't.
Well, listen, if it should ever come up again, I actually had a backup plan that I wanted to suggest to you. You could have done this. I was thinking that maybe, and maybe if 2 or 3 years, you can't do it this way, but this year you could have brought in a couple of the detectives from ABC's Life on Mars to run the unit, or, you know, kind of the way Munch came over from Homicide years ago.
Right. So you were a fan of that show, obviously.
Yeah. But, you know, I just like the idea of characters moving from one show to the other. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, well, Belzer's character, Munch, has the Guinness Book of World Records for appearing as the same character on more shows than anybody else.
He was on a didn't he do a CBS show, too, as that character? I'm trying to remember.
Well, he's certainly done a Fox, because I think he did Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he did. He may have done X-Files. If you go to IMDb, you could find out.
That's it. I think you're right. I think it was X-Files. That's what I was thinking of. But, no, seriously, how do you keep a show like this fresh? I mean, there's got to be a bit of a wear and tear on the writers, the production staff, because of the dark nature of these stories.
Well, we keep it fresh because the human psyche knows no bounds for the things that that it can conjures up and does. So we're never, you know, at a loss for stories. Every year I think, gosh, are we going to come up with new stuff? And then, wow, people amaze me. So we have a great cast and crew that are always avid and give it their best and want it to look great and be emotional and tell a great story and have twists and turns. And we always try to surprise. So you never know what kind of show it's going to be. You know, some shows you can watch, you know it's going to be A goes to B goes to C, but we could start with the courtroom first and end up with a murder. You just don't know. We like to keep the audience on the edge.
Are there any particular types of stories that are tougher than others? And I mean, in my mind, it would be stories where children are abused, but
right.
I don't know if that would.
No, that's always the case. So we do them very rarely. We haven't done one like that in several years. But we have a very emotional show with Rosie Perez, who was an Oscar-nominated actress and very well known, who comes on and plays a mother, and we see all the sides that a person goes through with all the emotions they face when they have to deal with something like that, the grief, the despair, the anger, the rage, the guilt, and she does a beautiful job.
Which episode is she in?
She'll be in episode 5, so that would be October 21st.
Okay. And do you have many, many episodes scheduled this season that will have guest stars like Rosie or bigger?
Well, we have Wentworth Miller he was on last week, the first episode, and we have Eric mm-hmm. McCormick. We have Stephen Ray, who was nominated for an Oscar for The Crying Game, and Christine Lottie, who's in the first 4, and John Larroquette as well. So we're always trying to find people, and then a lot of surprises. We've had the great fortune of winning the Best Guest Actor Emmy for the last 4 out of 5 years when Mariska won the 1 year we didn't win for guest star. So we've had really great guest stars. Ellen Burstyn won the Emmy this year for SVU, and Carol Burnett and Brenda Blethyn, a British actress, were also nominated. So to have 3 out of the 5 nominations is pretty cool.
Well, and clearly it's a great gig for an actor to come and guest on the show, someone who's better known for something very different.
Sure.
What does it bring to the cast and the show to have, you know, John Larroquette or Christine Lottie or Brenda Blethyn come in? What does it add to you guys?
They love to play with really great actors, as Mariska and Chris will say. They really get into it. It's a challenge, and these people are so, you know, well-tuned in their craft that it just, you know, makes everything come up to a higher level with all of our regulars. They love to meet new people, and they become really good friends with them. Marcia Gay Harden did the show, and, Oscar-nominated, multiply nominated, Tony Award winner, and she's good friends with Mariska, you know, after having done the show. Mariska becomes good friends with every actor who comes on. She's that kind of person, very open, warm, welcoming. So it's a really great situation for anybody to come on to.
Well, last question before we have to let you go. There's always so much interest in the interpersonal relationship between the characters played by Mariska and Chris. Where is that going this season?
Well, it's going to reach a intensity in the middle of the season when they're pitted against each other over a case that involves Stabler's son. So, you know, but they're partners, you know, to the bone. So they, you know, hopefully will come through for each other.
Okay. You say that with such great drama.
Yeah.
Well, folks, Law & Order Special Victims Unit airs every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on NBC, and I believe you can catch episodes you missed at Hulu.com, or you can order full-season DVD sets at MrMedia.com. And Dr. Neil Baer, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
My great pleasure. Thanks.
All right, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more interviews with your favorite NBC stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Southland, Trauma, Chuck, Parks and Recreation, The Office, Mercy, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, Blog Critics, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.